This is the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico Self-Evaluation Quiz, Module 2, Unit 1. This quiz consists of two parts. In the first part, you will hear 14 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause. Then you will hear the correct response. In the second part of the quiz, you will identify some signs. If you can respond correctly, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Situation 1. You are in a town quite a distance from your home in Naguabo. Having decided to take a public car to get back home, how would you ask someone, "Where are the public cars?"
¿Dónde están los carros públicos?
Or,
¿dónde están los públicos?
Situation 2. You have heard of a very good restaurant called La Sombra. You go into town, but can't find it. Ask someone where La Sombra restaurant is.
¿Dónde está el restaurante La Sombra?
Situation 3. You are involved in a conversation with a Puerto Rican friend, and he suggests you see the rainforest El Yunque. You're wondering if it's very far away. How would you ask that?
¿Está muy lejos El Yunque?
Or,
¿está El Yunque muy lejos?
Situation 4. A Puerto Rican neighbor is telling you about a trip he's taking to California. Ask him when he's leaving for California.
¿Cuándo sale usted para California?
Situation 5. A man has been kind enough to help you. You want to thank him. In Spanish, say, "Very kind of you, sir."
Muy amable, señor.
Situation 6. At a plaza, you're just about to get in a public car, and you see a lady who wants to take the same car. After allowing her to get in first, she thanks you. Tell her that she's welcome.
De nada.
Situation 7. You have just asked a lady for directions, and she tells you, but too fast. Tell her, "I don't understand. Slower, please."
No comprendo. Más despacio, por favor.
Situation 8. You have inquired about a public car to Caguas. Now you want to know how much it costs. How do you ask that?
¿Cuánto cuesta?
Situation 9. You want to go by ferry to Cataño. How would you ask at what time the ferry leaves for Cataño?
¿A qué hora sale la lancha para Cataño?
Situation 10. You are at the airport on your way to the States for a couple of weeks' leave. You run into a Puerto Rican friend who asks you when you are leaving. How would you say that you leave soon, in about 20 minutes?
Salgo pronto, como en 20 minutos.
Situation 11. You are at a bus stop, and you want to ask a lady when the next bus arrives. How would you ask, "Excuse me, ma'am, when does the next bus arrive?"
Perdone, señora. ¿Cuándo llega la próxima guagua?
Or.
Perdone, señora. ¿A qué hora llega la próxima guagua?
Situation 12. You ask for directions to a certain housing area, and the policeman says to you,
En la próxima calle, dobla a la derecha y siga directo hasta el final.
What did he say? He said, at the next street, turn right and continue straight ahead to the end. Situation 13. You have asked a man at the pier about the arrival time of a ferry going to an offshore island. He says,
Llega a las dos.
What did he say? He said, it arrives at 2 o'clock. Situation 14. You have inquired about the fare to a certain town, and the driver of the public car says to you,
60 chavos, señor.
What is the fare? $0.60. This is the end of the tape portion of the self-evaluation quiz. Now, do part two, which is in your book. This is the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico, self-evaluation quiz, module two, unit two. The quiz consists of two parts. In part one, you will hear 18 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause provided. You will then hear the correct response. Part 2, which is in your text, will test your ability to identify the road signs you have learned in this unit. If you can respond correctly on both parts, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Situation 1. You are driving through a Puerto Rican town. Your gas gauge shows that you need gas. Ask a passerby, "Is there a gas station near here?"
¿Hay una estación de gasolina cerca de aquí?
Situation 2. You want to know how to get to the Delicias restaurant. How would you ask?
¿Cómo hago para llegar al restaurante Delicias?
Situation 3. You have received some directions from a policeman. How would you thank him?
Muchas gracias, señor policía.
Situation 4. You drive into a gas station to buy gas. How do you tell the attendant to fill up the tank?
Llene el tanque, por favor.
Situation 5. At a gas station, tell the attendant to put in $10 of unleaded gasoline.
Échele $10 de gasolina sin plomo.
Or,
échele $10 de gasolina sin plomo.
Situation 6. Ask the station attendant to please check the battery and also the tires.
Chequee la batería y también las gomas, por favor.
Situation 7. You need oil. Tell the gas station attendant to please put in a quart.
Póngale un cuarto, por favor.
Or,
póngale un cuarto de aceite, por favor.
Situation 8. Your radiator needs water. How would you tell the station attendant to put water in the radiator?
Échele agua al radiador.
Situation 9. Lately, your car has been very slow starting. How would you tell the station attendant there's something wrong with the battery?
Algo le pasa a la batería.
Situation 10. After having the tank filled with gas and getting some other work done, you want to ask the mechanic how much it is for everything. What would you say?
¿Cuánto es por todo?
Situation 11. You have just asked a lady if there is a gas station nearby. She says,
sí, hay una en la avenida Ashford.
What did she say? She said, yes, there is one on Ashford Avenue. Situation 12. After you ask if there is a hotel nearby, a Puerto Rican says to you,
no, no hay ninguno cerca de aquí.
What did he say? He said, no, there isn't any near here. Situation 13. You have asked a Puerto Rican for directions to a certain restaurant. She says,
vire a la izquierda en esa esquina y usted verá el restaurante.
What did she say? She said, turn left at that corner and you will see the restaurant. Situation 14. You and some friends in a car ask a passerby for directions to a beach. The person tells you,
doble a la derecha en esa calle y siga directo hasta la playa.
What did the person say to you? He said, turn right at that street and keep going straight ahead to the beach. Situation 15. You ask a Puerto Rican friend to do you a favor. He responds with,
sí, cómo no.
What did he say? He said, sure, or of course, or by all means. Situation 16. At a gas station, an attendant checks everything you have asked him to. Then he says,
todo está bien, pero el radiador necesita agua.
What did he say? He said, everything is okay, but the radiator needs water. Situation 17. After checking your car, the gas station attendant comes up to you and says,
ya está.
What did he say? He said, all done. Situation 18. The mechanic says to you,
14.50 por la gasolina y 1.20 por el aceite.
What did he say? He said, 14.50 for the gas and 1.20 for the oil. This is the end of the taped portion of the quiz. Check the key if you have any doubts about the answers. Now, do part two, which is in your text. This is the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico, Self-Evaluation Quiz, Module 2, Unit 3. You will hear 15 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause. Then you will hear the correct response. If you can respond to the situations correctly during the pauses, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Situation 1. You need to have some work done on your car. Ask someone if there is an auto shop nearby.
¿Hay un garaje cerca de aquí?
Situation 2. A friend has just recommended the Martinez Auto Shop. Ask him how far away that shop is.
¿A qué distancia de aquí está ese garaje?
Situation 3. You have asked a passerby where a certain restaurant is located, and he tells you. How would you ask him, is it far from here?
¿Está lejos de aquí?
Situation 4. How would you ask a mechanic if he can fix the brakes?
¿Puede arreglar los frenos?
Situation 5. Your car has become unreliable. It doesn't always start. How would you tell a mechanic that your car sometimes doesn't start?
A veces no prende.
Or,
mi carro a veces no prende.
Situation 6. You're not sure what's wrong with your car. How would you tell a mechanic that you think it's the carburetor?
Creo que es el carburador.
Situation 7. A mechanic asks you if you can bring your car in on Monday. Tell him you can't, and ask him if you can bring it in on Wednesday morning.
No, no puedo. ¿Puedo traerlo el miércoles por la mañana?
Situation 8. You have forgotten your watch, and you need to know what time it is. How would you ask for the time?
¿Qué hora es?
Situation 9. Someone has asked you what time it is. Tell that person that it's 10 past 11.
Son las 11:10.
Situation 10. In answer to your question about the Martinez Auto Shop, the Puerto Rican says,
Está 3 kilómetros de aquí, más o menos.
What did he say? He said, It's 3 kilómetros from here, more or less. Situation 11. You have gone to an auto shop to have your car fixed. The mechanic asks you,
¿Qué tiene?
What did he ask? He asked, What's wrong with it? Situation 12. You have told the mechanic that there is something wrong with your car. He says,
Déjeme chequear los espares.
What does that mean? It means, let me check the spark plugs. Situation 13. After checking your car, a mechanic tells you,
Señor, tengo que darle un tune-up al motor.
What did he say? He said, Sir, I have to tune up the engine. Situation 14. You have gone to an auto shop because there's something wrong with the generator in your car. After checking it, the mechanic tells you,
Hoy no puedo arreglarlo, señor.
What did he say? He said, I can't fix it today, sir. Situation 15. The mechanic tells you,
Tráigalo el jueves por la tarde a las 3:15.
What did he say? He said, Bring it in Thursday afternoon at 3:15. After you have given the quiz your best effort, if you still have doubts about any of your answers, check the key at the end of your book.